Welcome to the Voices of Change,
a podcast of Healthcare Now Radio and sponsored by the Get the Medications Right Institute. I'm Katie Capps, co-founder and executive director of the Get the Medications Right Institute, as well as the host for this podcast. GTMRX is a not-for-profit organization focused on ensuring personalized, appropriate use of medications and gene therapies. We bring together stakeholders from across healthcare who are bound together by the urgent need to get the medications right. Our members include physicians, pharmacists, health IT innovators, drug and diagnostics companies, consumer groups, employers, payers, and health systems, all aligned to save lives and reduce unnecessary wasteful costs that result from our current trial and error approach to medication use. All of our members are focused on advocating for a personalized, person-centered, collaborative, team-based approach to care. The Institute is a catalyst for change by driving the system-wide transformation needed to answer one simple question: is this the right medication for this person? Last month, we talked to GTMRX board members Ed Webb from the American College of Clinical Pharmacy and Paul Abramowicz of ASHP about the role of the pharmacist in comprehensive medication management and team-based care. Today, we'll explore perspectives from two other GTMRX board members. I'll be speaking with retired Brigadier General Allison Hickey and Dr. Ira Klein. Allison is the CEO of All In Solutions, specializing in transformation and change management, strategic development, and implementation planning across the full complement of people, organization, process improvement, and digital technology. Previously, she served as the Undersecretary for Benefits at the VA, where she led more than 21,000 Veterans Benefit Administration employees in the delivery of 8 lines of business to more than 12 million veterans, service members, their families, and survivors, while at the same time managing and directing a $95 billion budget. Allison led a successful transformation effort to improve the quality and timeliness with which veterans' benefits are processed and delivered, eliminating a decades-old backlog by 90%, while improving productivity by more than 81%. She is a former pilot and aircraft commander, graduating in the U.S. Air Force Academy's first class to include women. Allison has 27 years of leadership in Department of Defense strategic and transformation planning, program and resource implementation, public and congressional affairs, and quality and organizational management. She also worked as an executive for Accenture in its work for the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency and supported operational business processes for other intelligence community organizations in the areas of customer relationship management, call center practices, and other 21st century information technology services. She was recognized recently as one of Fed Health IT's 100 award winners. Also with me today is Dr. Ira Klein. Ira is both a physician and a pharmacist and serves as the Senior Director of Healthcare Quality Strategy in the Strategic Customer Group of J&J Healthcare Services, advancing Janssen's ability to deliver industry-leading value-based solutions to the new value-based marketplace. He has worked on a variety of national quality and policy committees in D.C. and with many medical specialty societies and patient advocacy groups. Previously, he was the National Medical Director for Clinical Thought Leaderships at Aetna, capping a 10-year career in the national payer space. During this time, Ira founded the Oncology Solutions Team, creating and administering value-based and medical home contracts in oncology. He also oversaw advanced analytics in population health and novel benefit designs for large self-insured employers, developing wellness and chronic care programs that innovated in value-based care and behavioral motivational theory. So let's get started. Allison, what do you think is important for the Institute to focus on that will most directly benefit consumers?
I think it starts real easily. You can't get the medications right till you get the data right. And right now today, you have circumstances across the globe where a doctor can look up a medication he or she is about to prescribe and get an all clear, good to go, no interactions with other medications you're taking. At the same time, a pharmacist can look up the same medication in a different database and get a full stop, don't do it. There are serious implications to this, including life-threatening implications. Consumers know this. They know there are concerns. They don't know how to figure out what necessarily the concerns are, and they trust their primary care physicians. They believe, you know, he or she is going to make the right decisions based on other medications they have. But when you have different data sources that are providing different levels of information, that has to be fixed first. Because the consumer, if no one else does, the consumer is going to look it up and see the disparity, and that's going to raise their anxiety about their care.
Thank you, Allison. So, Ira, let's move from a consumer benefit point of view and consider why you think drug manufacturers should be interested in changing the way medications are currently being managed at the delivery system level.
Well, I think that the philosophy of get the medications right is one that looks to find the value of the right drug for the right patient at the right dose for the right diagnosis at the right time. Any pharmaceutical manufacturer that believes that they have a high quality product that can positively impact patients would want to be a part of this initiative. And the reason is because Get the Meds Right is an organization that looks to find the best value proposition for patients in the medication therapy realm. There are so many barriers to patients achieving the right outcomes from their medication therapy. And if we can remove a lot of those barriers, we can get a true picture for what the value of these medication therapies are for patients. And those medication therapies come to us from a variety of manufacturers who are doing innovation that is helping patients in this country.
Thank you, Ira. And certainly removing barriers is important. Now, Allison, what motivated you to get involved in the work of the Get the Medications Right Institute?
So when I was at VA, I worked on the side where a veteran typically enters in order to get access to the healthcare side. In that capacity, I learned and saw that veterans on average would come out with 16 medical issues as a result of their service. That means 16 medical issues has the potential for 16 different medications. That alone tells you there's a high probability that something is going to interact with something else, or something is going to reduce the efficacy of something they're already taking for a different condition. So between a veteran's concern over having to manage themselves all those different medications for multiple conditions, it's tough for the doctor, the physician that's primary care physician that's providing those medications to have the time to really sit and understand everything that's in those medications. As such, when I was at VA, I saw a really interesting idea that they developed, which is to put that pharmacist in the middle of those decision processes to help get those medications right, to help make sure all the medications stayed right, and that reduced the anxiety in the veteran. It gave the physician more time to do the direct medical care and had the pharmacist, the expert, in the right place.
Your experience, Allison, with the VA is certainly important. So, Ira, Allison mentioned having a pharmacist in the right place. In what way does comprehensive medication management, where we are ensuring appropriate use of medications to ensure the best possible outcome, how does that benefit you and your organization?
Well, I think that the idea that An entity would tackle the problem of making sure that medication therapy is a part of the overall care from the best outcomes possible, clinically, economically, from a patient-centered view, that's very attractive to our company. At Johnson & Johnson, we believe in putting the patients first, as well as the doctors, nurses, and families that are part of the care team. And that's a philosophy that is shared by Get the Medications Right. It is really a difficult time today when you look at the patient perspective of how medication therapy is getting to patients and how patients understand the usage and benefits and how these are paid for.
Thank you, Ira. And certainly when you're looking at a patient-centered approach to care, putting the patient first is essential. So Allison, why is the work, speaking of putting the patient first, why is the work of the Get the Medications Right Institute important to consumers, family members, and to you?
I think it's because this is a group that understands there's an urgent need to do this. There is an urgent need to solve these problems that are costing lives, and not even just that, which is significant, but also costing, you know, more than $500 billion every single year. It could be better used to support improvement in patients' lives in different respects. So why not bring different people to the table who all have the same vested interest? So by example, instead of just physicians and pharmacists, why are we not bringing purchasers and care providers and payers and IT solutioning folks and diagnostics companies and even the consumer themselves to be part of a solution moving forward that saves lives and saves money and frankly just gets us medication right? I love to be part of something that provides a solution like that.
Well, I can certainly say that we are lucky that both you and Ira are part of this very important movement and that you are part of identifying the solutions as we move forward. So thank you, Allison and Ira, for your insight. I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with me today and offer your perspectives on these issues. Also, thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Well, that wraps up today's episode of Voices of Change. To learn more about what you can do to help get the medications right, please visit us at www.gtmr.org. Until next time, be well.